Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned Captain, Matt Bruce, as we bring you the Captain's America Third Watch, live and in living color, from our flagship stations here, Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, to the great radio stations we're on all across the country, GCN, USA Network, as well as some of the selected Salem stations that we're on, and some of the most prolific independent stations in the country, we're happy to say, including the Washington, D.C. area. Hello, D.C. You may not like what we're going to talk about this hour, so tune in. Help your ears get burned over this one. But anyway, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that is working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Of course, the FedEx and the UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers, got to get the mail. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel, don't yell at them. It's not their fault gas went up 30 cents a gallon. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter. We're on the Trump website, Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamerica.com. That's captainsamerica.com. All right, I'm going to introduce first Kyle Warren, who is sitting around helping me out tonight, as he has the past couple of weeks. Appreciate you very much, Kyle Warren, for doing that. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, thank you, Captain, and glad to be here.
All righty. Now I'm going to bring Denise Simon into the mix, and you and her are going to do the pledge together. So here we go. Denise Simon, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
All right. Good morning to you. Now, Kyle, have at it.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain. Okay, Denise, let's say the pledge. Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all.
And, of course, as the captain always says, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And once again, folks, we're welcoming Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com to the program. And, Denise, I know that you have a lot to say about what we're finding out about this this eavesdropping station that was established by China inside Cuba.
We've got an interesting situation here because the Wall Street Journal was first to report that China is now paying or has agreed to pay Cuba to install an eavesdropping / spy base in Cuba. And it's, Thursday or Friday, Admiral Kirby in the White House press office came out and denied it. Then, all of a sudden, later in the day, the White House apparently confirmed that it is, in fact, true, but they're also saying that they've had one in Cuba since 2019. But that appears to, so they can blame Trump, but that appears to be false. They did not have one in 2019. And one of the reasons is because of the sanctions that Trump had on Cuba. Biden comes into office and he lifts some sanctions. Now, if there was a spy base in Cuba in 2019, why would you lift sanctions?
Right.
So, okay. So, it's false. It is, apparently, this spy base has not happened yet. However, I would warn, because of this new relationship between China and Russia, that China actually could be operating some kind of electronic eavesdropping through what is known as the Lourdes facility, L-O-U-R-D-E-S, and that is the Russian facility in Cuba. It could be that China is co-locating there. Even if that's the case, why in the world would the Biden administration lift some sanctions on Cuba? So the other interesting thing is that for decades, Cuba has been paid by rogue governments to send Cubans to the United States to actually spy on the United States. And this means real physical people, not just electronic eavesdropping, but real people. They have some of the best. If you'll remember, there was under the Obama administration, I think there was at least a half a dozen Cuban spies that were arrested. So I would say that we have bigger problems. While everybody is, you know, concentrated on so many other things, there are other real problems when it comes to threats to the United States. You know, we're concerned about this, you know, LGBTQ flag at the White House, which violates, obviously, the flag code. We're concerned about what's going on in schools. I mean, all of these things are important, but there are other things that are as important and more important when it comes to national security.
Okay, hold that thought, Denise. Kyle, you hang on there. Folks, we're coming right back right after these words from our sponsors, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves. In the meantime, good morning, Orlando.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida, on our new affiliates AM 950 to FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, well, we are going to take it away. Captain's going to be back in the bottom of the hour segment, and we're still talking here with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. My name's Kyle Warren, of course, and welcome back to the program, everybody, and welcome back, Denise.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning again, Denise. And, you know, what you were talking about with this possible eavesdropping, one of the things by the Chinese that is maybe in Cuba at this point, but one of the most interesting things that I think you were talking about was the idea that they could be piggybacking with the Russians, who are already have a presence there, obviously. And doesn't that sort of go to this idea that China and Russia continue to get a lot more cozy as time goes by here?
Their recent meeting between Putin and President Xi was an agreement that their relationship had no restrictions, no limitations to it. We don't know what that necessarily means. You'd almost would have to go back to their speeches and then translate them. I wouldn't use MSN or Google Translate because words to them translated to English have different meanings. But I would say that I would be exceptionally concerned about what this relationship now has. And when they say it's limitless, no restrictions, I think that's hugely important. Not enough shaming has been applied by Western leaders, including the United States, who should be in the lead of this, President Xi. There should be absolute global shame for what is he is doing, not only with, you know, certainly a possibility of this spy eavesdropping facility in Cuba, but China is not just in Cuba. They're all over Latin America. They are doing debt trapping to all kinds of third world countries, and in some cases not even third world countries. This relationship that Lulu has with Brazil has with China. We should be concerned with what even Putin is doing and China is doing in the Middle East and in Africa. So, you know, for our government agencies like the Pentagon, like the State Department, like Commerce, the National Security Apparatus, the intelligence community, to be focused on things other than really what they should be dealing with at hand, to me, is terrifying. To even talk about, you know, Pride Week and drag shows and all these other kinds of things by these secretaries, and including the White House, and Biden went on and on and on over the weekend about the, you know, the most brave and best people he knows are those that are part of the LGBT community. It's really outrageous. I've always kind of been focused personally on national security, especially when it comes to foreign policy, and I saw it collapse, and I continue to see it collapse, if that's even possible, under the Biden administration.
Okay, mm-hmm. Kyle, hang on. I'm going to bring Backgammon Bob into the conversation. Go ahead there, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir. Captain, I just wanted to focus on one thing today. I saw an article back in 1983, thanks, we would all be dead, except for thanks to one Russian, officer and their missile warning system came through with a bunch of false things, glitches, which showed U.S. missiles heading towards Russia one at a time. And if he had, all the rest of them wanted to report to Moscow to tell him that the attack was underway, except for his doubting.
Correct.
And it proved to be a glitch computer. And what is going to happen now if China comes in and starts to come into the Western Hemisphere, and maybe there'll be a new Cuban Missile Crisis as China is really upgrading their nuclear forces. They're building missile tubes in the deserts up in Mongolia somewhere. I don't know. But this could well happen.
Okay, let's let Denise answer the question. Thank you, Bob.
Sure.
He's absolutely right about this one particular Russian officer that at the time it was, he's absolutely right. He did stop this whole thing. And this was during the Reagan administration. At this point I've come to not rely on anything that comes out of the Pentagon and comes out of the State Department, much less that comes out of the White House. Karine Jean-Pierre doesn't say anything about anything. She just says, I'll refer you back to that agency or over to Justice or over to the Pentagon. So she says nothing. So the government contracts with an awful lot of pretty good outside entities, and that includes corporations that really do have better technologies that the government contracts with. So I've come to rely on what they're doing and why they're doing it, and I think they're much more open about it. So in order to answer back in on Bob's question, if you read something, then take it, you know, other places that non-government in order to get context and some history on it. I think you'll learn a lot more. What the government is telling us is virtually nothing, and what they do tell us first comes out to be a lie, and then they have to walk it back.
Yeah. Well, Denise, there's something when you were talking about China being all over the place, Latin America, mm-hmm. all over the world. We see a headline earlier on Sunday saying Saudi Arabia is now seeking what they call collaboration and not competition with China, according to their energy minister. And just recently, of course, they've raised the price of the barrels of oil. I mean, this kind of collaboration with China, you know, doesn't sound too good from our perspective.
Well, it's not. It's absolutely not. And that's why if we work hard at shaming all things that China has done and is doing, then the other countries, including Saudi Arabia, including France and whoever else, would think twice about dealing with and collaborating with and colluding with Beijing. But it takes leadership, and we have a White House, and we have a whole of government that is not taking any part of that seriously, which is the reason that the Republicans have stood up a China committee in the House. And by the way, I would argue bipartisanship for lawmakers is actually building to be more anti-China, and that's a good thing. You know, the big thing that we heard for several months is, you know, China and the Uyghurs. Well, while all of that is true, especially when it comes to organ harvesting and slave labor, that's just one small piece of the reason that we should be going to every corporation here in the United States and telling them, find another country. If not the United States, but find another country to do manufacturing, and I would start with all pharmaceuticals. I've often said that we could probably fix at least 20 or 30% of our immigration southern border problem if U.S. manufacturers would move some of their operations out of China and move them into Latin America. U.S. corporations spend an awful lot of money giving up their intellectual property to China in order to have things manufactured there. I would argue they wouldn't have to do that if they went to another country instead of China.
In other words, yeah, you could have some real shakeups there that would actually be to everybody's mutual benefit at that point.
Yes. Absolutely, yes. And you know, start with one particular country. You know, if it's El Salvador, if it's Honduras, or if it's Guatemala, start with one and you know, put five or six things. It doesn't have to be all of say, Ford Motor Company's parts that are coming out of China. It can be two or three parts. You see what I'm saying? At least start mm-hmm. with one country and... You know, I'm a firm believer that in a high tide, all boats rise.
Absolutely.
But right now, the only boat that we're rising is China.
That's right. Well, folks, Denise Simon, thank you so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow. SimonFoundersCode.com. Folks, stay tuned. Captain and I will be back with the Military Veterans News segment. Stay there.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Officials in Philadelphia say a busy stretch of Interstate 95 is closed indefinitely after a tanker truck fire caused the collapse of a freeway overpass. Governor Josh Shapiro says it could take months to rebuild the infrastructure. North Dakota Governor and GOP presidential hopeful Doug Burgum says he's staying focused on what he considers the nation's priorities. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Burgum says if elected, he would visit the southern border within his first 2 weeks in office. Senator Lindsey Graham is calling espionage charges against former President Trump, quote, ridiculous. Appearing on ABC's This Week, the South Carolina Republican insisted Trump is not a spy and never shared top-secret material with the media. Novak Djokovic wins the French Open on Sunday for his record-setting 23rd Grand Slam title. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. They all love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program, our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Check them out. Take advantage of the wonderful training program they have. You can make a lot of money doing so. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, right there. This telephone number down, 800-659-2080. I'll give it to you again, slower. 800-659-2080. One more time. 800-659-2080. Are you in a dead-end, go-nowhere job? Are you making $8, $10 an hour with no possibility for a pay raise or a promotion? Well, how would you like to start out about double that? with the opportunity to the sky's the limit. You can do that by getting the proper training to become an aviation maintenance technician at National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two campuses to train you. First one right here, Clearwater, Florida, Tampa Bay area. The second one, Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. In either case, you will have the opportunity to go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, fill out the application or call them, make an appointment at 800-659-2080. Find out what they're all about, and you'll be well on your way to a six-figure income after the proper training and landing a job that gives you all the extra frills and bonuses. How's that? There you go. My suggestion to you, my gift to you. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Bo was in here last week. And I want to say hello to Mark over in Clearwater. Mark, you're a week late. When I came back in last week, one of the first things I did was play that song by that same group, and I got it going. I played it a couple nights in a row, and I'll play it again sometime soon. But thanks for the suggestion, and thanks for the great comments. I appreciate it. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
2.1 million dollars has been allocated again on top of everything else they've been given to the Ukraine. Now, I'm not keeping a running total, but they weren't supposed to get any more money for a while, but because they've launched their offensive that they're all excited about, and I guess they should be, they took back one of their smaller towns. They're back, well, there you go, they're back in the saddle again.
Well, that's exactly right. You're right. $2.1 billion now being set aside, of course, for Ukraine and those, especially for their future security needs as this counteroffensive gets ready to be launched here very, very soon. So this is what they're sending over to them. And you're right, Captain. We don't know right off the top of our heads the running total of it, but the American people certainly know that it's a lot. And they want to be in it to win it. But when we keep hearing terms about the long haul and however long it takes, they really do want a little bit more definition from this White House and from this president as to exactly what that means.
Well, what do you think it means?
I think that, you know, the president from day one has been saying we're there as long as it takes and so forth. There have been a lot of critics who have wondered why can't the support be enough to drive Vladimir Putin out of Ukraine all at once, for fear that you will continue to see year after year of this conflict.
Okay, good point. But I'm questioning where all this money is going. If they're getting all this equipment and all of that equipment is not going where it's supposed to go, and some of it isn't, by the way, how the hell do we police this to make sure it gets into the right hands?
Well, I think that's problematic, right, at best. You'll get assurances from Zelensky. You might get assurances from other parts of the Ukrainian defense forces. But unless you're there and you're able to actually track it in real time, you may just be, you know, wondering. But by the way, Captain, looks like we just saw here $37.6 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since Russia invaded in February of 2022. So almost $40 billion at this point.
And add how much to that?
2.1, yeah.
Okay, there's your 40. Now, did you happen to see over the weekend the Taliban and their big convoy with the MRAPs and some of the armored personnel vehicles out on patrol headed into the mountains where the good guys are hiding out?
Yes, this has to do, we understand now, a DOD spokesman has said there were these different vehicles from, quote, a small number that were procured for Afghan forces over the course of 16 years. But this is, again, your enemy grows strong on what you leave behind, right? And this is exactly that whole thing.
Now, keyword, a small number. Small to who?
Right. What does that mean? Exactly right. Well, they're definitely trying to minimize it because the entire Afghan pullout is a terrible disaster. And certainly leaving behind all that equipment and the uniforms and all the stuff. And then you have the Taliban, you know, dressed up like it's cosplay or something. And they're out there doing these horrifically terrible things to the Afghan people.
And my friends that are out there have asked, why in the hell didn't we just drop a bomb and destroy that?
I think that's a really good question. You know, it certainly would have been doable, and unfortunately, nothing like that was done. Again, I think the Biden administration just wanted to get out of Afghanistan and forget about it, and hopefully you would forget it. We would all forget about it.
They must be out of their mind. You don't forget about 13 human lives dying because of some
right.
stupidity when we hear that there was a sniper who had the bomber in his gun sights and was told, don't take the shot.
It's just unconscionable, isn't it, Captain?
Wouldn't have been done in my era.
Nope. You're absolutely right about that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Well, let me take a look here real quick. Okay, we still got about a minute left. Congress this week is kicking off their annual defense policy work. It starts with reviewing everything that's in there and seeing what's what, dotting the I's and crossing the T's. There could be some fireworks with that.
There could be. And something else, too, Captain, it looks like the military may be looking to try to meet some of its recruitment goals by offering from legal immigrants to be able to get on a path to citizenship. Right now, the Marine Corps is the only service that's on pace to meet its goal of enlistment. So this could be a very, very special thing for people who have come to this country, want to serve in the military, and are looking to become citizens.
Well, to be honest with you, Kyle, that's not changed for years. It's been that way forever. Nobody's just talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, welcome
yeah,
to
so
the real
they're
world.
They're going to try to pull more. They're going to be trying to pull more from the legal immigrant community, basically,
yeah.
for recruitment.
Yeah, they've always done that. They've offered citizenship as the prize for the people that gives them 4 or 8 years or whatever the term is they sign up for.
Exactly right. That's right. So they're going to start trying to emphasize that, from what we understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. All right. Coming up on the break, it looks like Chris Markowski right around the corner. Got some money news to talk about with the Christer and Chris Markowski. And by the way, don't forget Markowski, ChrisMarkowski.com, ChrisMarkowski.com on the website. Check it out. And I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, right after this short break-a-rooner. And Chris, speaking of the devil, here he is right here.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota, the preferred method of transportation, our driver, if you will. And if you want to know what's going on this time here, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600. And we will let you know that one of the things that you can do is chime in and opine at 877-969-8600. And remember, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Yep, that's Moss Nissan. And, of course, there are dealerships that are scattered all around the countryside, starting with Newport Richey and then going over to Brooksville, the brand-new store there. And then, of course, coming down to North Florida Avenue for Moss Acura and Moss Nissan right there in the same place. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Give them a call or stop by, tell them the captain sent you, see what you can do. All righty. We've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, with us. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
Hang on, I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix. There's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Chris.
All right, fire away. You had some questions for Chris, so fire away.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain. And once again, good morning, Chris. Of course, the website is watchdogonwallstreet.com, correct?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Chris, just to start out here, I saw an article earlier, a headline saying that a lot of the economists out there are expecting now the Federal Reserve to pause the interest rate hikes that they've been doing recently. Do you kind of see that same thing happening, and will people be elated about something like that?
If they raise, I think there'll be a market reaction. If they don't, I mean, I don't think it's going to really do much at all. I mean, again, they're all gambling that they're going to pause because when the Fed raises rates, it's kind of a lagging reaction to it, and they want to, you know, see whether or not it's going to kick in. You know, some of the things have been coming down in price. To me, I don't think rates are that high right now. I really don't. I think they've kind of settled at a kind of like almost like a normalcy type of spot we have. But I do think getting much higher would cause a bit of a disconnect, not to mention the fact our government has to borrow close to $1 trillion over the next month because they just raised the debt ceiling, and that would make our borrowing costs go much higher.
Well, you know, Chris, you mentioned that key phrase, like a lagging indicator. I've often heard that the market itself seems to know what's happening first, and then it does take time to filter to the Fed, and then they start taking some action. So what are you seeing in the market, and should the Fed just leave off for a while now and just don't do anything else for a long time?
Well, I almost wish the Fed, I said that I'm just going to take a vacation for a couple of years. The whole concept of the Fed to me is kind of absurd. You can just let rates kind of settle based upon what the market wants them to be at. And, you know, they're just constant tinkering with trying to fix the economy. All we end up doing is we end up creating these hype cycles and then end up trying to break them and blow them up when they get out of control. And it's like, hamster wheel. They keep doing the same thing again and again and again. You know, let the free market work its magic and we'll be fine. I mean, right now with inflation, again, I factor in a lot of government action and regulations driving many things, costs up for many items that we buy much, much higher. And I don't really think the Fed can do much about that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's very, very interesting indeed. Well, something else caught my eye too, Chris, and that was it looks like now UBS has completed its takeover of Credit Suisse. It's become this huge now wealth management behemoth that's being called. So how does that affect our lives or our economy? I know this is happening over in Europe right now, but what's the ramifications to the overall global market when something like this takes place?
It doesn't really, but I think it gives everybody kind of a pause right now, kind of see, you know, where the next shoe could drop. I mean, we talked about this before. I mean, the reality is, you know, there's been more, far as size is concerned, there's been a greater volume of bank failures this year than there was in 2008. And without a doubt, Credit Suisse was a big one. And a lot of major investors put money into it, the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund. They're basically getting wiped out, and they're going to see some lawsuits there because of how it was handled. Again, it was almost like a Swiss government intervention. It's an old saying, they won't let any bank go under if it's got the name of the country in it. So the Swiss government said, you know what, here we're going to force UBS to take this one out.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And again, folks, we're talking with Chris Markowski. Of course, he's the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Well, something that we saw too earlier, Chris, that Saudi Arabia is saying that it wants to have a collaboration with China rather than a competition. You know, you start throwing that into the mix with Saudi Arabia, of course, being such a huge supplier of oil. What does that mean for our relationship with China at some point?
I'm sorry, competition for what? I didn't hear what you said there.
Oh, just saying that Saudi Arabia is saying that they view their relationship with China more as collaboration rather than competition, and that can kind of start to sort of push the U.S. or the European Union sort of kind of, you know, to the side, it would think, one might think, if China starts cozying up with Saudi Arabia.
Well, I mean, can you name for me anything that is made in Saudi Arabia? I mean, they have to collaborate. I mean,
rugs.
To some degree.
Rugs.
maybe they have, Iran or it's not like that they're a major manufacturing place by any stretch of the imagination. So they have to collaborate with manufacturing hubs like China just to get stuff. So, and their currency is oil. And let me tell you something. Again, I mentioned this again and again and again. It's a kind of like our worldview that we see that, Elon Musk is the richest person in the world. Please, okay? The Saudi government offered Lionel Messi $1 billion to play for 3 years. He could buy the Dallas Cowboys for that, okay? This is a whole other level of money over there that we can't really seem to get our arms around.
Interesting. Yes, of course. And speaking of oil, it looks like Goldman Sachs has now taken down their oil price forecast by about 10% for right now. That's about 86 a barrel, down from 95, something like that. So that is some movement in the, and they're doing this because Russia is saying that their supplies are coming back up.
Well, yeah, they're going to get more oil onto the onto the market slowly but surely, and there's buyers, there's willing buyers out there for it. It will take it at a discount. Indian government being one, South Africa and other nations will be getting it on the sly because, again, it's cheaper than what the going rate is.
Well, exactly. And, of course, what's really detrimental to the U.S. economy, I think, is when Joe Biden has to go hat in hand to Saudi Arabia, as he's done before, and just to get a no answer. But we have a lot of oil here, and it seems like it's a waste to not use that, but simply try to go over and make deals with Saudi Arabia.
Well, yeah, that was the choice that the electorate made in the last election, and we were basically rolling along at a pretty good clip, being energy independent. Not a wise choice.
Not a wise choice at all. Yeah, that's an understatement. And unfortunately, and I think I've asked you something like this before, Chris, but, in this country, everybody's going green, or the government wants everybody to go green. But countries like China, Russia, they're not going green, and they're running on oil.
Well, it's not just oil. It's in China, in particular, for electricity. It's a lot of coal-fired plants as well. I mean, they're doing the electric cars in China too, but I mean, again, you need to get your energy from somewhere, and they're putting up coal-fired plants at a pretty good clip.
And which that's something, by the way, we can't do in this country. No way, no how. So I wonder, is the economy going to take care of this? Is it going to be organic to produce more energy in this country, or are we going to have much more lack of energy?
Well, I at this point in time, I don't see us having, quite frankly, I don't see us having enough when it comes to the EV designs that the government wants to have. I mean, we already deal with issues of brownouts in the summer and other issues. I mean, I'm trying to get my arms around how they're going to make this possible with solar panels and windmills. It's just not going to work.
Right, I'm with you on that. Absolutely. All right, well, Chris, here comes the music. We hear the music coming up. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Thank you, Chris. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
Thank you, Chris.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.